USA Radio News.
Today, President Donald Trump delivered remarks at the annual National Peace Officers Memorial Service. The president was joined by Vice President Mike Pence. Let's take a listen to a portion of the president's comments.
This morning, I especially want to speak to the young sons and daughters who join us here today. I want you to know that your moms and dads were among the bravest Americans to ever live.
North Korea is threatening to cancel a meeting between President Trump and North Korean leader Kim Jong-un over U.S. military drills with South Korea. Michael O'Hanlon is a Brookings Institution senior fellow. He says these drills have been going on for a number of years.
When the South Korean National Security Advisor went to North Korea a few weeks ago, it was remarkable that he came back with the news that Kim Jong-un didn't mind the exercises, supposedly, and said that he understood why they had to happen.
This is USA Radio News.
Make your home an ADT home and help protect against break-ins, fire, and carbon monoxide. Get our lowest rate for fast response monitoring, starting at just $28.99 a month. That's about a dollar a day from the most trusted name in home security. Get ADT's tested, trusted, and proven security and service, now at a great value. Don't wait. Call today. ADT. Always there. Now everywhere. Requires 36-month monitoring contract. Early termination, taxes, and install fees apply. Certain markets excluded. See terms and pricing at ADT.com.
Allergy sufferers, my name's Nigel. As a wise and educated owl, I know the difference between what's wise and unwise. Suffering needlessly with allergy symptoms, unwise. Getting a free 10-day sample of Zizol, quite wise. Zizol is the allergy medicine that's just as effective at hour 24 as at hour 1, which makes getting a free 10-day sample one of the wisest things you can do. So don't be unwise. Be wise all and visit Zizol.com for your free sample today. Use as directed.
The U.S. Supreme Court ruled that states can allow sports betting. Now, this also helps fantasy sports providers such as DraftKings.com. DraftKings CEO Jason Robbins said, though, this ruling has more to do about a lot of other issues than sports.
That's right. It was actually a very interesting law. It was a law that I think well beyond sports betting has constitutional implications because it didn't actually make sports betting illegal federally. It told the states what they could or couldn't do with their own laws. So I'm not surprised it got struck down. We're actually very happy to see that, and we'll be entering the market as soon as we're able.
Police say seatbelts saved the lives of two people who crashed their $300,000 supercar in the Nevada desert last week. The Nevada Highway Patrol found a totaled McLaren 720 about 70 yards off the road near Lake Mead last week, with damage suggesting that it may have rolled at least once and just missed falling down a ravine. Quick look at your numbers on Wall Street today. The Dow Jones Industrial Average ended down 193 points. This is USA Radio News.
There's a price war in the insurance business, and you may be paying too much. Call the Term Lifeline right now and see if you can save 40%. $500,000 plans and up, that's our specialty. Even great smokers' rates. Protect your family today. Call the Term Lifeline right now for a free quote. 866-509-TERM. 866-509-TERM. 866-509-TERM.
U.S. Ambassador to the United Nations Nikki Haley said today that the relocation of the U.S. Embassy in Israel from Tel Aviv to Jerusalem was not to blame for the deadly violence that erupted along the Gaza border. Take a listen to a portion of her comments.
In recent days, Hamas terrorists, backed by Iran, have incited attacks against Israeli security forces and infrastructure. That is violence that should occupy our attention, too. The common thread in all of this is the destabilizing conduct of the Iranian regime, a regime that insists on promoting violence throughout the Middle East while depriving its own people of basic human rights. The United States welcomes a discussion of this violence in the Middle East. We welcome discussing the ways we can cooperate with each other to put an end to this violence. There is far too little discussion in the Security Council on Iran's destabilizing presence in Syria, its promotion of violence in Yemen, its support for terrorism in Gaza, and its dangerous and illegal weapons buildup in Lebanon.
Haley made those comments today addressing a UN Security Council emergency meeting. And finally, it was back on this date in 1963, the last Project Mercury space flight carrying Gordon Cooper is launched. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.